We're learning Masech Nizvei, Daf Hey Amin Beis. First, want to discuss the din of Kol Davcha Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achal Atira. Yosef said that the Bey is Aser, because Kol Davcha Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achal Atira. Yosef brought a few rayas, the pasuk that says, M'shech Ha'evel Hei Mi'alo Bahar, if the Har is only Aser, because of the Shekhinah, so why is it Memele Mutter, Elamai needs a Minyan Achal Atira, Hoshuvu lechem aleichem, if they're only aser, I'll take shul ish is only because of achana for matan teirah, so after matan teirah, they're male shemi mutter, elamai tzarech minyan achal atirah. And the Gemara says, if you can say, hani mili b'der aisa, you have a case by the Rabbanan, where they made a takana to bring the kerem revai within a day's journey from Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, not to be paid it, and her blazer, even though it wasn't negay the tam and the takana, because Yerushalayim was charev, but he didn't want to, he wanted to be mafkalaniyim until he heard that Rechem and Zaka was nimna to be mevatalit. Now, as a machloikis Yishenim, if this din minyan achal atirei, does it need to be gadol mimenu v'chachmu v'minyan? Normally we have a klal, ein bezin yachal levatal divit bezin chaverim kelomenu v'chachmu v'minyan. It's a Gemara Megillah Daf Beis and in many other places. Does that apply even in this case? The Rambam says it does. The Rambam Nilchas Mamrim says, if a Bezin goes makes a Gzeir, a Takana or a Minig, and then another Bezin wants him a Vatal, Divir Rishayna b'ma'akad a Takana, a Gzeir or the Minig, any Yachol. Actually, Godlam Rishayna b'chachma v'minyan, if they Godlam b'chachma v'lay b'minyan, or b'minyan v'lay b'chachma, doesn't work. And then the Rambam says, "Afilu batal atam shebeglol egazru shenim eskinu ein achreinu mechel vatet shegadel mehem." Even if the tam is batal, but the later bezin can't be mevatel unless they gadol. So the Rambam is saying, even when there's a din, when it's batal atam, the takana needs a minyan achal atira, the minyan needs to be gadol b'chacham a minyan from the kadmainim. And the Ravid says, it's masik, and says, "Itu eshuk yishlayim beperis kasha alei." So what happened to this case here? They were misakin to bring up the Peiris Yerushalayim because the Ma'at Teshuk Yerushalayim Peiris, the Kerem Revai, and the Rechem Zaka was Batal Achar Chubim, Nation is Batal Atam Shal Rishenim, for here you God will come Rishenim. So the Rav of the Chayr holds that only if the Bezin is trying to argue on the previous Bezin, the Bezin was misakin at Takana, and a later Bezin says, that Takana was totally unnecessary. We don't agree that there should be such a Takana and the Rabbah. We don't want there should be such a Takana. So then you need, they have to be Golo Men and Mechach of a Minyan. Mashayin Kain, if it's Batul Atam, so Mele, they're not arguing on the previous Bezin. They agree, Kinganson. But in this situation, even the previous Bezin would have make such a Takana. Sayinah Chanami, you need a Minyan, Achalat Tirei, but then you don't need Golo Men and Mechach of a Minyan. And the Raya to the Raya of it is, had to be a Chemezake, make a minion to Mevatel the Takana of the Kadmainim of the Shukir Shalayim, that they don't have to bring the Peiris, the Kerem Avayim, within a day's journey of Shalayim anymore. So the Kesem Mishnah says, interesting, very interesting Kesem Mishnah. To answer the Ravitz Kasha, he says it's possible that Be'er Chemezake was Godel B'chach of Minyan from the ones that made the Takana. And he's Marech about it. Be'er Chemezake, as it says, was the Ketanim of the Tamid Hillel. But he says, Al-Karchi must have became the greatest afterwards, because otherwise why did he become the Nasi? Wanted to make the Gdelim into the Nasi. And you see how much the Gemara was maflik with Shvach, Rebechem, and Zakai. And you see in the Gemara sometimes, it says that Rava learned much more than Rav Yehuda earlier. So you see how Mal doesn't have to be Neskat nor Adarius all the time. Maybe Rebechem and Zakai was greater than the Mesakne at the Kana. But one thing the Kesem Mishnah was very bothered with, that according to the Rambam, what was shared to the Gemara says now it became the Kvi D'Archa, why do we do 2 days? Why couldn't the Gemara answer that you need a Minyan Achal Atirei? And there was the end of the Amiram, it's Peshitta, they weren't anywhere near as great as in the days of the Tanam, the early days of the Tanam when they were Masakin to 2 days of Yom Tov. And he's Malchik Ma'i to be Yashiv that Kasha, that maybe the original Masakin should have made a rule that it should be Batal, he's Malchik Ma'i. But it's a pella what the kasha is, fakir, that shtim is very good with the Rambam, because The Gemara there is Mavur. If you hold Kedusha Achas, it's not Shver at all. Kedusha Achas means it was the Takana to keep 2 days. Even though the Takana was done because of the Suffolk, but they made a Takana to keep 2 days. So now it's not Negei the Takana anymore. Now we do a Kiddush Al Pecheshbon. It's not Negei the Takana. But the Pshat is good. Let's push it. Tzarech Minyan Achalatira. You don't have a Minyan to be Matir. The Gemara's Kasha was, if you hold there was no Takana, that was the Man Neom of Shtei Kedushas. That even if the kusim would be in his battle, so then they keep 1 day. And if the shluchim get there, they keep 1 day. So now it's a big kasha. So today, we don't have a kiddush al piriya that you need shluchim or a bezin. We all should be considered like the makam of the bezin. So if there was already a takana of 2 days in these places, so good, tzarech min yachal tira. But basically, it means there was no takana. That's the chayu pashim shat in the Gemara. There was no takana. They just did it, mishum safik. So melam. It's the Stakish Shrei. Why do they do it now? I found afterwards the Kovit Shurim here, Aish Yadalin, the Mechonin asks his Kasha. What's the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha from what was the Gemara's Kasha? Why do we keep 2 days? Andaram, but the Gemara's Kasha was on the Man Yom that there was no Takana. If there was a Takana, it's possible why we keep 2 days. Takah because Sarach Minyan Achalatirei. Kalisha Ksam Sefer also asks specifically on the Kesem Mishnah. But about the Kesem Mishnah Shtikl, to answer the kash for the Raven, the Achrayin of mine so sefidin, they say, Be'echem and Zaka was Taka Gadol, B'chacha V'minyan from the original Masach Netakana. So Mechonin says a very interesting pshat, Aisid Gimel. He says, Be'emesin, you can ask another kasha. And it's interesting that the Kesem Mishnah doesn't ask this kasha. What's the pshat, Mishachar V'esamid, Ishiskin and Be'echem and Zaka, Shemekabla Edis Achaydish Kaliyay. You can't be Mevatel, the Divrei Bezdin, The original masaknam of the Bezin that said that you can't be makabel edus when I'm in cholamayel. It's bottled the tam, because then they had to bring karbanis and skalkol vim b'sheir mishchari beis amigdash no karbanis. But lechayim it was loy batlu, right? You need a minyan achalatire. Now Rechem and Zakai lechayim wasn't greater than the masakni at takana, unless the Kesem Mishnah would say it was. But lechayim wasn't greater than the masakni at takana in the times of Bayis Sheni. He wasn't great at B'chach Minyan. Yeah, could be the Kesem Mishnah say he was, but since you're son, then the Kesem Mishnah and the Raiv, it doesn't shtalzach on this Kasha. So B'chanan says, I'll tell you Pasha why. Because you find that Bezin could even go and be Eike Divrei Torah, Menetakana, if it's B'shev Altasa and different Eifanim. So they can't be Mevatel Divrei Torah, they can't be Eike Divrei Torah, meaning that the Torah says this and for now on it's Batel, but they could be Mesakan and Ayatakana. And the Naya Takana could be a steward to the Divrei Torah. So Kol Shekein, Bezin came a sakan a new Takana in order, and that would be a steward to the old Takana, and that's not a problem. You can't be Mevatel Divrei Bezin Chaveh, you can't be Eikyu the old Takana. But just came a sakan a new Takana, that's okay. And he says like this, the Gemara here says that Meheri Yabana Migdash, V'yayim Mishtaka Milachal Nubay. Right? In other words, the Gemara is Mevurim. When Mashiach comes and they build the Beis Hamikdash, automatically the new Takana, the old Takana of Kedusha Achas, and Bo Eidim in a Mincha Amal HaShinei Gayim Kedush Lamacha Kedush, will be reinstated. Now we'll speak about this a little bit more, but that's what the Gemara says. The Rabbi wants to say that Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, but Kanash Be'ech Mazakev Elach Beitz Vimuteris. Why? Because Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Shizke Be'ech Mazakev Shemekabla Eitz HaChedush Kalayim. So male, there's no longer Kedusha Achas. From Heri Yabana Mikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, so then the old Takana is going to come back. And the Gemara says, Ihachi, Eidus also. How could they allow you to Mekabal Eidus? Why don't you say, Ishtakad, we were Mekabal Eidus, Menim Lechalamalam? So the Gemara says, Eidus Lebezimasa, Beitz Lekal Masur. But it sounds like the Bezdin itself, it's automatically going to go back to the Ashdod of the Takana. The Gemara is saying, maybe Bezdin will make a mistake and think that we have the new Takana. But why would it go back to the old Takana? Mechatesa. Who made it go back to the old Takana? Teretz says, Dr. Bachanan, it must be, because Rebbe Yochanan has no power to be Eikir the old Takana. He's not going to make Chacham Minyan like the Rambam says. What could he do? He could shtel a Naya Takana. That calls man, there's a Churban Abayis, I'm making a Takana to Mekabal the Eidus. Either was a Takana not to Mekabal the Eidus. Good. I'm not being Mevatel that Takana. I'm making a takana over that takana. You have a takana, b'shasa beis hamikdash, that was the mesukim b'shasa beis hamikdash, not to be mekabel edus, not to mekabel edim in a mincha l'mayla. Now I'm making a new takana. that from now, as long as the Beis HaMikdash is Chayiv, you can mekabel Eidus Miliyam. But I'm never was Eikar the Alter Kana. So as soon as the Beis HaMikdash goes back, so Berachem HaZakeh's Takana is automatically off. That's how he made his Takana, only B'Shas Korban, because he didn't want to be, he can't be Mevatel the old Takana. And Veil it's back on. So that's not a Bittul to the old Takana, that's a new Takana that's coming on top of the old Takana. Very interesting, Teretz. He doesn't explain well, I was surprised, he doesn't explain well how he answers the Ravitz Kasha. He starts with the Ravitz Kasha, but the Ravitz Kasha is a little bit more shver. Here, he made a Takana to Mekabel Eidus Kol Hayom. There, what did he make a Takana? There was a Takana that you shouldn't be paid it, you should bring it up to Yerushalayim, and now you made a Takana that what? He wasn't Mevatel Yen a Takana. He made a Takana, Kol Zman Yerushalayim was Chayiv. I guess if Shabbos, he saw it as a reason why they shouldn't be Matriach, the people, to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is anyway Biad Oyev. There's no reason to Ma'atir it. So he made a Takana, not to Mevatel the old Takana, but to make a new Takana at B'Shas Churban, they shouldn't bring it up to Yerushalayim. As they have to learn, Rabbi Chanan is learning, that's the answer to Ravitz Kasha. I saw Rav Shach on the Rambam, the Aviezer, and the Rambam, Milchus Rambam, also says a similar teretz. So the Ar Sameach says a different word. The Ar Sameach says that the reason why you didn't need a Gadol Men and Mechachim and Minyan by the case by Yerushalayim is because what was the Takana? The Takana was, don't be paid it, eat in Yerushalayim. You anyway can't eat in Yerushalayim. You have to be paid it. Even if you bring it to Yerushalayim, let me tell you that two pshat then, but going on Taisa's pshat, that the pshat is anyway, you have to be paid it. You have to be able to eat in Yerushalayim without pidyon anyway. The Takana was, don't be saying Mecham Pidyon, bring Yerushalayim. You have to be saying Mecham Pidyon anyway. So it's Mamele Batal. I didn't understand Dar Sameach though. So why do you need Minyan Achala Atirei? Where's this new gather, Manushach? If you take it, don't need Minyan Achala Atirei, so you shouldn't need Minyan Achala Atirei altogether. The Takana is a Mele Batal. If you need Minyan Achala Atirei, the Rambam always says that you need Gal Menu Chachma Minyan. He's saying that the Takana was Batal Me'ilav, so I don't understand why you need Minyan Achala Atirei. I wasn't sure if I understood Dar Sameach. Well, Gabanim is a Teretz from Rabbi Chanan. You can't be Mevatal the Takana's Kaverei, but you could make a new Takana, which effectively, for temporarily, it will be suspended, the Takana of the Rishayim, and for that you don't need Gomen and Mechachim v'Minyan. And now I want to speak about the various, the Gemara said like this, right? Rav Shmuel said that Beitza Nolda Bezeh Sur Bezeh, because the din of Kedusha Achas, why? Because Bo Edim and Emen Chalamayla is Kedusha Achas. And Rabbi said, because there is no Bo Edim and Chalamayla, and Rabbi, Bo Edim and Chalamayla, we kabel them, and we just make the first day Yom Tov. That's what Rabbi said. So the Gemara asked Kasha, how are you going to learn out with Rabbi? And according to Rabbi and Shmuel, say it's also what happened to the Kanas Rebechim and Zakai. So the first Teres the Gemara give was Halon v'Halahu. What does it mean, Halon v'Halahu? Rashi and Teres explain that by the Bnei Yisrael something changed because of Rebechim and Zakai. Because till then, they weren't Mekabla Yismin Chalamayla. And afterwards, they weren't Mekabla Yismin Chalamayla. So since something changed, so they became mutter. But the Bnei Goyla, they don't see any change. They do the same 2 days like they always used to do. There's no discernible difference. So Mela, there never was, the Takana never had any change for them. So Mela, they still have that Isser to be considered Kedusha Achas. So that's the first Mahalach of the Gemara, how Rav and Shmuel stims with Rebechim and Zakai. Helon v'holohu. Now, the Rishash has a kasha in Eretz Yisrael also. Every other place besides the Makam Avad, they don't know when Edom are coming. They also keep 2 days Misafik, just like the Bnei Goyla. So why do you say that in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mutter, and in Bavel it's us, and Eretz Yisrael also? It's only where you're close to where the Makam Avad is that you'll know if Edom come, but otherwise you wouldn't know. Now the Emes is, that's Rishash's Kash, Emes the Baal Amar says clearly that Holon V'Hu means even Eretz Yisrael, any place added a Makam Avad, that's all Bavel. So come on, interesting, the Zach according to the Baal Amar. The whole Gemara of Yosef and Rava and the Vader of Shalman and Rava, all of them are only discussing the Beitza in the Makam Avad. Anyway, out of the Makam Avad, anyway, have Holon V'Hu, you have this Svara that since nothing changed, we're going to keep the Bay in its original Isser. So Rechim Sas Mazet. So Rishash says the Teretz that since the entire Eretz Yisrael is roy to be the Makam Vad, and they didn't necessarily have the Makam Vad in the same place, it wasn't like when the Beis HaMikdash was around, there was always in Yerushalayim, they could put the Bezdin anywhere. and Yavne and Usha and all these places in Sharafim. So Mel, the whole Eretz Yisrael could be the Makom Avad. So Mel in Eretz Yisrael, it's considered like it changed everywhere, because it could potentially change everywhere. I saw that in the Chedusha Ra'am that says this Svara, that Holam Valahu, even though anywhere out of the Makom Avad, you also didn't know, but you could know, it could be the Makom Avad, could be in this place. In the Gemara Ayiz Vahad, that have a Gais of Tsunim on the side of the Ran, the Imam Ashosa say the same Svara, B'Shem the Shittim B'Kabetz's Ksav Yad. That the whole Eretz Yisrael, since it's right to have one day, so Mamela, now that you're Mekabel Eidus HaChadosh Kaliyayim, it's considered to be changed in the entire Eretz Yisrael. And that's the first Teretz of the Gemara. And then you have the second Teretz of the Gemara of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, it's Davish HaMinyan Tzarek Minyan Achalat Tirei. So Abaya asked him, Otum, Bei B'Minyan Mi'avoy, Beitze Be'edus Tali Milsa. Otzer Eidus, Otzer Be'edus, Shri Eidus, Shri Be'edus. In other words, Rebbe Chaim and Zakeh already made a minyan that's matter be'eh, because he said the minyan, they mekabel eidus achaydish kaliyayim. So mail, that memela becomes a heter for the be'eh. You don't need a special minyan to matter be'eh, because the whole be'eh wasn't also a minyan, it was only because of the eidus. So the Rashba asked the kasha, what was the vesus havamina? L'may sigaret, if the eidim come in a mincha l'mal, you mekabel the eidim, only the first day is kaddish, the second day is not kaddish. So Avada, the Bey is Mutter. It's not a Bey Shnol to be Antif. Why would you need a Minyan Achalat Tirei? The Isser of Bey is when there are 2 days of Yantif. There's an Isser of Nel Bezeh, Sur Bezeh. L'maiser Be'echem Zakeh said that when Edom come in Minchel Mal, there are no 2 days of Yantif. Only the first day is Yantif. The second day is Mar Mishchel. How is it possible the Bey should be Aser? What's the Svar of Avyeser B'chla? Abayas are good. So like the Rashba like this. So the Rashba, this is what we spoke about in the previous year, that the Rashba holds that when it says Bo Edom in a Minchel or Mala, they were Neig Yisayim Kaidish Lomacha Kaidish. Who would them on the Bo Klal? So Mel Lefis says Bchalal and Akasha forget a Bayan needs a Shtikel Hesba, because in a Chanami, of course, if the Edom came the first day, even after Mincha, the Bay is Mutter, but the people out of the Makom Avad have to be Chayshish, or even in the Makom Avad, if the Edom don't come the first day. So now you keep being the second day, and out of the Makom Avad you have to be Cheshish for that. And in that case, there's a din of Kedusha Achas. In other words, there were two takanas. There was a takana that you don't mekabel, not mekabel the Eidus min mincha l'mayla. And there's a takana, even when Eidim don't come the first day, that's what the Rashba learns, you don't need bo Eidim min mincha l'mayla. As long as they don't come the first day, it's also Kedusha Achas. There's a takana, the first day is Yantif no matter what. If Edom come the first day, then Midir Aisa. If Edom don't come the first day, then Midir Aban on the first day is Yantif. And that's true no matter what. Even if they don't come in a Minchul Amayl. So Kumtais, any time there's 2 days of Yantif, is Kedush Achas. Now, there's no reason for Kedush Achas, because why'd they make a Kedush Achas? Because since there will be a time on the first day, well, you'll know that it's not Yantif, and you were not Yantif all along, and now it's Mincha, now you know it's not going to be Yantif, so now you'll do Malacha, that'll come out to be a Zilzul to the whole first day of Yantif. So now they made up, no. Even after you find out with a Klarkite that it's not Yantif, it's still Yantif. Now, it'll never happen, because in Mekabalei this Kaliyayim, so you'll never find out with a Klarkite it's not Yantif. So now they don't need the Takana. But good, Zag Yavyeser, Badavish, Min Yisarach, Min Yachalatirei. The time is Batal. The time why they said, originally, when they were Mekabel Eidus Chodesh Kol Yom, they said the first day, if the Edom don't come, the first day is not Yomtiv. Why did they have to make it that the first day is Yomtiv? Because there's a problem. The Edom are going to come, Minamincha L'mal, meaning that it will come this man Mincha, and they're not going to be here. And now we're going to know that it's Chol. And if Noye Chol, so Kumtais happens, that we were Noye Kedusha the whole time, and then we're Noye Chol at the end, so mail the next year, they won't be Noye Kedusha Richtig. And that, so we say like this, even though you found out that it's Chol, you still have to be Nei Kedusha. So that makes, that's a Takana. That's a Takana, so then it's Kedusha Achas. So that Takana remains even after, there's no need for the Takana, because now we'll be Mekabel Eidus Chodesh Kol Yom. But there's still a Takana, the first day, even if Edom don't come, the first day remains Kedusha Achas. Akadei Kach, so what's Pshat and Abaya? Right, according to this thing, if you're going with the Tzvara, like we mentioned before, so Machlokes Rishonim, if the din of Kedusha Achas is only when the Edom come, Lemaisim, and the Mincha Mala, and we don't accept them, and that shafts the din of Kedusha Achas? Or no, even if they don't come at all, it's Kedusha Achas. The fact that they didn't come by Mincha, the first day is always going to be Yomtiv. So the Rashba is saying the second way. If you say the second way, what's Taka Pashup Shat in Abaya? Why does Abaye think that Itzir Eidus, Itzir Eish Eish Eish? Why is it Ishtu Eidus? If it come in a Mincha L'mayla, so of course, Ishtu Eidus, and only the first day Yantiv, the second day is not Yantiv. But if they don't come, B'chlau, so why is it Kedusha Achaz, why is it Shtei Kedushas then? L'mayla said they don't come, and the second day is Yantiv, it should be Kedusha Achaz, like the original Takana. Abaye holds no. Since L'mayla there was a Shinoi, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai changed something. Till Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, when it came Mincha, now we know for sure the second day is Kaddish. And we're still knowing the first day Kaddish. After Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, we never know for sure the first day. Because Eidim still could come. So Memela, that Memela changes. It's like a Kaddish, why Memela changes? If Eidim is a Kaddish. That Memela changes. Once there's no time on the first day where we know for sure that it's Chayil and we're still not a Yantif, so Memela, that Memela takes away the Takana of being not a Yantif on the first day, even when you know it's Chayil. So that Takana is Memela are up, and Memela, the egg is Mutter. Now, Zerveshvel, no. The Takana at the first day is Yantif stays, even if it's just not necessary, but the Takana first is Yantif on the Tzad, the Takana the second day, the first is Yantif, and that stays. Abaye says, no, the Takana was that when we find out that it's Chayil, it's still Yantif. Now we never find out that it's Chayil, so the Takana Memela goes off. That's the Rashi's Pshat. But this only stems with the Pshat that the Kedusha Achas is even when the Edom don't come at all. If the Kedusha Achas is telling the Edom come in Menuchah L'mayla, so the Rashi was Kasha B'ayv Shmer. Now, when they come in Mincha L'mayla, you're only making the first day Kaddish. Before, when they came Mincha L'mayla, so then you're making the second day Kaddish min deraisa, so the first day is Kaddish min erbanan. But now, when they come in Mincha L'mayla, the first day is Kaddish min erbanan. If they come in Mincha L'mayla, so then only the first day is Kaddish. If they don't come in Mincha L'mayla, so even before Bechem and Zakkai, only the second day is Kaddish b'chai gavna. So where's the b'minyan aser? What was aser b'minyan? What was aser b'minyan was if they come from the first day in a Mincha L'mayla. It was b'minyan that the second day is Yantif Deraisa and the first day is Derabanan. But that changed because when they come in a Mincha L'mayla, only the first day is Yantif and the second day is Chayil. Elamai, they don't come at all. That even before Mechem and Zakkai, only the second day is Yantif and the first day L'mafrei is Chayil. The din, why Bey is Aser is because it is said they'll come in a Mincha L'mayla and we won't accept them. But now that won't happen. So Bey is Lecherecht. What's Takiv Shana Rav Yosef? So I think the pshat is like this. Rav Yosef held that when they come in a Mincha L'mayla Azayvi, before Bechem and Zakkai, the din is when they come in a Mincha L'mayla, both days are Kaddish. And before Bechem and Zakkai, the pshat was the first day Min Rabban and the second day Min Deraisa. It doesn't change that the din is both days are Kaddish. And now, the first day Min Deraisa and the second day Min Rabban. That's what you have to say. That's what Rav Yosef held. The Davar Shebe Minyan, that when in Bo Eidim and a Mincha L'mayla, Noigim Oysayim Kaidish, Lamacha Kaidish, that doesn't change. When they weren't Makabal them, the Pshat was that the first day is the Rabbanan and the second day is the Raisa. And when they are Makabal them, the Pshat is the first day is the Raisa is the Rabbanan. So if they say, no, that's called the Davish of a Minyan. Come to Abaye and says, no. The Takana was when you're not Makabal them, the first day is the Rabbanan. There was never a Takana then when you are Makabal them, the second day is the Rabbanan. So male, there's no din of Davar Sheminyan, Sarach Minyan, Achal Atirei. Now these two Mahalchim, I think, are the two Mahalchim, the Yushayinim, Mshan, and Rava. What does the Gemara say? Rava says, Avin Tekana Shebechem Zakeh Beitza Asura. Miloi Meidu Bechem and Zakeh Sheboidim Menim Chal Shenoikim Oisiyem Kodesh Lomacha Kodesh. That's the Girsa that we have, Girsa's Rashi. That isn't a Bechem Zakeh Meidu that when the Eidim come in a Mincha Lomayla, we're Noik Oisiyem Kodesh Lomacha Kodesh. Taisus brings the Girsa of Bein Hananel. Shemloibo Eidim Ada Erev, Noigim Oisiyem Kodesh Lomacha Kodesh. So Taisa asks Rashi, what do you mean Miloi Meidu Bechem and Zakeh, if they come, you Noig Macha Kodesh, Mecha Taisa? Maybe if they come in a Mincha L'mayla, according to Bechem Zakkai, only the first day is Kaddish. Who says the second day is Kaddish? Well, where do you get it from? The original Takana was, you're not Mekabel Eidim, and the second day is Kaddish Midraisa, and the Takana was the first day is Kaddish. Where do you get it that now that Bechem Zakkai came and said that you're Mekabel Eidim Kaddish Kaddish, but the second day remains Kaddish? So the Marashah says, what's Pshat and Rashi? He says, the Mechamis explains, that Bechem Zakkai didn't want to change the din of Beis Yamim. He just was Mekabel the Edim that the Iker Din, Limnis Mayadim, he says, is Mir Mishan. But the Yom Shein, he didn't want to change, he still wanted to be Kaddish Min Rabbanan. Now, according to the Gersa Sarach, Taiz says, Akasha, why is it Shtei Kedushas? The Edim didn't come at all. So Taisa says a whole pshetel that they came samach l'chashecha, and the male that came samach l'chashecha, it couldn't be makabel them. So now we know the Edom are coming samach l'chashecha, and they're not makabel them because it's too late. So now for the next 20 minutes, we know that no Edom are going to come, and there's still no yantif. That nig of yantif is going to be meikra din, a kedusha achas, that the first day is the rabban and the second day is the raisa. So Taisa says the whole case of kedusha achas, according to Rava, is because the Taisa Chayr is going with that cheetah. The cheetah is Ridval that we said. Taisa Chayr is going clear with that cheetah that the only time is kedusha achas when Edom come, and we didn't accept them. So the Shaul says, no such case after Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Teretz is, there is. They come some like a chashecha, and we don't accept them because the Pasha not enough time. So we remain with that takana, the Neigam Eisim Kaidish Lamacha Kaidish Layazalzu. But Lachayr, you can learn the Rach, like the Rishain, and the Ram Shif learns learns the end of the Taiz that way. You can learn the Rach like the Rishainim, that the Rach held like the Rashba, that the Pshat is that the din of Kedusha Achas is when they didn't come at all also. That's also the Kedusha Achas. So that was very good. Mila, it's a very partial to Zachrov is saying that even though he was Misaki and Makabal is a Chaydish Kalayim, but in case they don't come, just like before was Kedusha Achas the second, this the first day was their Rabbanan, he remained that the first day is their Rabbanan. But this seems to me clear. Rav Yosef's Davashim Minyan, Sarach Minyan, Achalatirai, is pretty much the same teretz of Rav, Amilai, Meidir, Berechim, Zakish, and Bo Edim, and Aminchel Malash, and Egem, Esim, Kedish, Lamacha, Kedish. It's Mamish Hainuach. The only difference is that Rav Yosef is saying it, Mikayach, then it has to be that way. You need a Minyan Achalatirai. You don't have a Minyan Achalatirai. And Rav was saying no. It could be if Rebecham Zaka didn't want it to be that way, so Mela, when he changed the Edus, Mamela Bey will be changed. But who says Rebecham Zaka changed the Edus? Rebecham Zaka said, he didn't change the Takana of Negam Eisim Kaidish and Machach Kaidish. But I don't see a chil between the two. And it's Takatoli. If you hold the aside of Kedusha Achas only when the Edom come and you don't accept them, and that's what Rashi is saying here. So Rav is talking about when the Edom come, even though you do accept them, but we still keep the Negam Eisim Kaidish and Machach Kaidish. When, before the Takana, before the Kaddish Rechem Zaka, the Pshat was when the Edom come and you don't accept them, the first day is Kaddish Mir Rabbanan. After the Takana, the Pshat is Faket, the second day is Kaddish Mir Rabbanan. But that remains that if the Edom don't come, I mean, if the Edom come in a Minchah L'Maila, it has to be both days of Kaddish. Before Rechem and Zakai, the first day is Mir Rabbanan, after Zakai, the second day is Mir Rabbanan. But they're both Kaddish. And if you hold like the other pshat, I saw in the Avdeneza, he wants to learn Gufa, these two Gersayas, these two pshatim in the Rishainim. The Avdeneza, Simon, Daphne, Aleph, but Al-Kopanim, according to the Rach, the pshat, the Pasha pshat in the Rach is like this, the Rach held like the Rashba, that Noigam, Isiyam, Kaidish, Lamacha, Kaidish is if the Edom don't come at all. So, that's what Rav is saying, Rebecham Zakeh kept that up. There's no reason why he should change it. He kept that up. So, if the Edom don't come at all, it's Noigam, Isiyam, Kaidish, Lamacha, Kaidish, the first day is Kaidish, Menarbanim, Materiz, Vadei. It sounds like a Yosef and Rava Kamat saying the same thing, just if Yosef saying it beside the din of Davish Mizrach Me'achal Atirei, and Rava saying that's where Rebecha Mizrach, but Kavanah they left it that way. Yep, that's the sugya. One more thing I want to speak about is the Rif over here. A very, very, very interesting thing. The Rif says like this. Rava Amma Afet Karas Rebecha Mizrach Beit Sassura Milei Meidah Rabin Yechem and Zakeh Shembo Edim and Aminchal Amalish and Egem Eisim Kadish Lamacha Kadish. Alma Zak the Rif Kedusha Achasi Ubeitsa Surba Tavai. Zak the Rif on this, Vishamina Mina, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael Shechel Mevid Beiz Yom Tov Mishra Rosh Hashanah. We see from Rava that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael have to count 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Shas, what do you see from Rava? It's Taka Bissel Shver. Now, the Balamar and Bnei Ephraim both argue on the Rif, tremendous Kiddush, and they hold the Bnei Yisrael keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? They say like this, Rav was talking about when you Mekanish Al-Piriya. That's Pshat in Rav. So he had no idea. Did the Edom come the first day? Did they not come the first day? We don't know. You're being Mekanish Al-Piriya. We don't know if the Edom came the first day or not. So Mele Zok to Rav, if they came in the Minchal Lamaila, or Lefi the Rachet, they didn't come at all, there's a Din Shtei Kedushas. But we don't have it. We're not Mekanish Al-Piriya. We're Mekanish Al-Picheshman. So we know that the Edom, quote-unquote, came the first day. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is only the first day. Whenever the Edom came before Mincha, the halacha was that Al-Kapanim, if you knew about that, then you only kept 1 day. So Zot, the Balamar, and the Beinu Ephraim, that nowadays the whole Eretz Yisrael is like the Makom Avad. The whole Eretz Yisrael knows there's no Makom Avad and not Makom Avad. The whole Eretz Yisrael is Makom Avad, they call it. Because you always know that the first day is Rosh Hashanah. So that was the halacha. In Eretz Yisrael, if you know when Yom Tov is, you only count one day. So it's interesting. The Ramban is mamish mayrich about it, but it's hard to know how he's answering the Baal HaMoreh's taina. The Ramban just says, this you say, that even in the Beis Avad, if they kept 2 days, they kept it as Kedusha Achas. And the Beitzu was Aser. But the Rashba says, you're not answering the question. That's when they kept 2 days. But now they're not keeping 2 days. We're keeping 1 day. When they kept 1 day Beis Avad, they kept it without Kedusha Achas. They only kept that day. So now that the Cheshbon is, we always count, Rosh Hashanah is always going to be on the first day, on Lamed Elul. So only that day is Rosh Hashanah. So the Baal HaMoreh says that there always were noyig, it's a very interesting historical fact, there always were noyig 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, until pretty recently, the Chachmei Vavintzi came, the Baal HaMoreh says, previously in his time, and they were noyig 2 days. They changed the minhag to 2 days because the Rif says 2 days. The Rambam says 2 days. He brings a letter of Nisim Goyen wrote to Rav Haigoyen, which was also Mavur, that the Bnei Yisrael were noyig in those times one day. And the Ramban says, not a raya from the minhag. Because he says, there were very few Bnei Torah then, because of all the gullies and everything, and they didn't know. They partially didn't know. They thought, just like they're keeping other Yom Tov in 1 day, they kept Rosh Hashanah 1 day, but they didn't know halacha. They didn't know the sugya. That's the pshat. It wasn't a real minhag. So the Rosh and the Rashba and the Rambam, they'll mask him to the Rif. Why? Because they say like this. They say, what was the din of Hizar b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem? Do whatever they did b'zman they were mekadesh al piriya. So what did they do by Aviyam Taivim and Eretz Yisrael when they were mekadesh al piriya? They kept 1 day because the shluchim went in the entire Eretz Yisrael. The entire Eretz Yisrael knew that it was 1 day. But what did the entire Eretz Yisrael do in Rosh Hashanah? They kept 2 days because the shluchim couldn't go out in Rosh Hashanah. They couldn't go out in the Tchum. And Mimela, besides for a small part of Eretz Yisrael, where the Makom Avad was, they kept 2 days. So the Zor B'minig Aviseichem B'Yadeichem is 2 days. That's the Chari of the Machlekes. That's why it's a Shaila, how the Rif saw it from Ein Gemara one way or the other. That's the Baal HaMoreh's Taina. But the Machlekes is it the Pshat that only in the places where the Shluchim generally couldn't come on Yantiv, so there you keep 2 days by all the Yom Tovim. So Mimela, you keep 2 days of Roshana. Mashenki and Eretz Yisrael, even though the Shluchim couldn't come on Rosh Hashanah, but wherever in Eretz Yisrael they knew, the Makom Avad, they kept 1 day. And the whole Eretz Yisrael is roi to be the Makom Avad, like we spoke earlier in the Shia. So Meila Be'etzim, Eretz Yisrael is keeping 1 day. They didn't keep 2 days, on the Safik, but there's no Minig Avisena B'Yadena. Well, no, since the Maisa, practically, in Eretz Yisrael, they kept 2 days in every place except for the place where the Vad of the Besdin was. So we keep that minig, and Eretz also we keep 2 days. As I, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rajma, the Rambam, Menuchas, Kadosh, Kadosh, all hold that you keep 2 days, and that's how we know the minig today is brought in Torah and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov, Resh Aleph.